This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to the Educated Investor Show. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us and appreciate you starting your week off with our show. David Cishon, CishonFinancialServices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, FinancialServices.com. They're with the Householder Group, Estate and Retirement Specialist. And David joins us each week at this time to help ease the financial burden in our mind. David, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm fine, Scott. Thanks for having us on again. How you doing?
Well, you know, I am doing pretty well, so we'll kind of forget the HIPAA thing here a minute, but had a knee replacement done on June 15th, and doing well. You should have told me it hurt this bad. I know you probably just didn't want to psych me out, but that is a procedure right there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But,
wow.
You know, you're through it now. If you just do the rehab, you'll be in great shape.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, let's see. Thursday, I think it was, I hit 86%, and they wanted to get you to 90. So right after the show, you hear a yell, that'll be me, because he said he was going to get me to 90% today. So looking forward
for
to that.
Well,
yes, sir. Well, I appreciate all your encouragement on it. Well, David, I tell you, this has been unreal. Again, we say that every week. We could play the same opening almost of just all we've been through and the ever-changing landscape of everything, not only, you know, medical, but financial as well. So kind of give us the heartbeat of where we are today with all this.
Well, you know, this economy, the health issues with the virus, the protesting in the different cities, all that is combined into making it quite a volatile situation. And I think it's going to become more volatile as we're reading and hearing about this virus picking up in certain places, and states or local governments stepping in to pull back this revitalization, I call it, of getting businesses back to work and people back to work. But it has been very, very difficult, and now we've got the quarter ending, and a lot of people feel that the profits are not going to be there for many, many companies, and that's going to cause a big decrease in our gross national investments, and consequently, we could see some big setbacks in the market. I used to always say cash is king, and now I'm saying cash is the emperor, because we've got to be careful. Got to be careful. Back in 2008, the price earnings for the S&P 500 is like around 15, which is normal, and back then it was 21, which means it was pretty expensive, and now I think it's over 22. So there's some concern that there could be a setback in the market along the road and in people's monies if they're fully invested or substantially invested in the markets.
Sure. Once again, if you're just joining us, David Cishon is our guest. Their number is 720-482-1917, and it's Cishon Financial Services. So, Dave, when you look at all of this and you look at, I mean, it's no wonder that it can hit individuals hard because you look at companies that have been around for years and years and years. And you almost wonder why, you know, they wouldn't be more set up for, you know, 3 months of some tough business. So it just goes to show how important it really is for us as individuals, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we've got to be prepared, and we have to prepare ourselves because, again, we want to protect our assets that we have. We're going to see, unfortunately, in the coming year or two, where there's going to be a lot of bankruptcies.
Mm-hmm.
Companies that have been around a long time, you see them in the news almost every day or every week for certain. these large corporations that you never thought would have a problem are declaring bankruptcy.
Right.
And they estimated last year there was like 6,300 companies that went bankrupt. They think it'll be two or three times that this year. And then to add the individuals, people that are going to be affected, especially if they close down businesses now because of the virus. So there's going to be a lot of problems out there unless this thing can get turned around. And the only way it's going to get turned around, I think, is through having a remedy, a vaccination for the virus.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, the government's going to have to keep on ponying up cash to companies and individuals. And, of course, then we have the opportunity at some point in time to pay it all back.
Yes, sir.
That has a stress. That has a stress on our assets across the board. So we have to be careful, which is one of the things that I always say to my clients. You know, we've got to try to keep lowering that tax bracket, because a zero tax bracket is a great place to be. Now, very few people can get there, but lowering that tax bracket and developing, you know, tax-free kinds of income or asset protections is very, very timely at this point.
Absolutely.
There's one thing I do want to bring up, though, before I forget.
Sure.
if you let me. The CARE Act that was passed a couple of months ago by Congress, the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, they call it CARES Act, gave us relief on required minimum distributions. Well, they said if you have required minimum distributions this year, you don't have to take it. You can forego it, and there'll be no penalties when you start next year. So that was a good thing. But they also said that if you already had taken your required minimum distribution, then you can't roll it back, or if you're over a certain time period of 60 days, you can't put it back and so forth. They just came out the other day, 2 days ago, with IRS Revenue Ruling 2020-51 that says that you can effectively put your required minimum distributions back to where they were for this entire year, and as long as you do it within the time frame of August 31st. So people who've taken RMDs, and those RMDs are for IRAs or even inherited IRAs, they can take those monies and put them back in to their original place without any penalties, so long as they do it by August 30th, 31st rather. And there's also an extension if you took an RMD like in August 1st and you decide, oh, I don't want it, I want to put it back. You have 60 days from that date. So it's the greater of. And they just came out with this. IRS has never done anything like this. And so you can see that they're concerned and trying to help people, because if they can't, they got to pony up the money themselves somehow to help all these people. So, again, I just wanted to bring that out to the forefront of your listeners.
Sure.
Because they were told that they couldn't do anything, and now you can put that money back if you don't need it by those dates.
But, again, this takes sitting down with you and having an individual conversation, because there might be some people that need to do something and others not, right?
Well, that's the whole point. You know, education is a great equalizer. I say that over and over. And it's so true, because no one can keep on top of everything. And like even with our folks here, we have teams that are involved that help us access this kind of information and be able to disseminate it to our clients. And again, if you don't know all of the facts, how can you plan intelligently? So
yes, sir.
These are things that require sitting down, discussing them. Even if they just want to discuss them on a Zoom or over the phone initially, that's fine. But again, we like to act as a resource for our clients and make them aware of certain things so that, you know, it eases their mind. They hear what's going on, and they can make appropriate choices.
Right. Once again, the number is 720-482-1917. If you would like to call the office right now, they can take your call and get you an appointment set up with David. So, David, I tell you, the more we do this show and the months that goes by and now the years, when I look at how you talk about the five areas of financial planning, that picture becomes more and more clear of why you include all of those things, you know, not just the investments.
Now, the investments are pretty much the easiest thing, really, to fix, if you will. But all of those five areas, you know, financial planning encompasses estate and state planning. You know, when you're finished with your assets, where do you want them to go, and how do you want them to go, and do you need them to have it be protected, and so forth. Then there's protection planning, where you're talking about how to protect your assets, not just from the stock market, but maybe lawsuits, so forth. And then you have tax planning. Tax planning, again, zero is your hero in tax planning. The closer you can get to zero in taxes payments, the better off you are. So we spend quite a bit of time there. And then income planning. The key to retirement is having enough fixed income, having enough guaranteed income, if you will, to cover those expenses you want covered every month. It takes the pressure right off. Investments is the last thing, really. And again, looking at investments, most people just need a tweak here and there, perhaps. But investments, again, are the key to providing the type of income you need in retirement to take that pressure off.
Absolutely. And, you know, David, it is something when you talk about the education side of it, because I think a lot of people, you know, they try to make the best decisions they can, even with help from, you know, a financial advisor. And we've talked about this several times, but, boy, that importance of just getting a second set of eyes on your plan and a second opinion, to me, is priceless, really, because you're going to find out one of two things. And I've always said this. You're either going to find out you're on the right road with everything, and that's what you'll tell them, or if there are a few tweaks, it's going to be very beneficial for them, but just don't wait to do that, kind of like with a medical second opinion. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. There's no question. It never hurts to get a second opinion. It's just people have a tendency to think a second opinion is a situation where you're going to get something forced on you. Whether a product or a service or something like that. And here, that's not the case. A second opinion is a true second opinion. We do an analysis. Normally, that analysis that we would do for clients is like $750. We do it for free for those that are interested in the second opinion.
Absolutely.
And that entails looking at all five areas of financial planning, not just the investments, because as fiduciaries, we have to understand our client. We have to understand their situation in all five of those areas. Whether they only choose one or none, we still have to understand their circumstances.
All right. Well, David, as always, our time is too short, but great information. Thank you for this kind of breaking news today on these RMDs. So, look, if you'd like to get with David, all you have to do is call him right now, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. You can also check out their website, cichonfinancialservices.com. That's C-I-C-H-O-N, financialservices.com. And they're with the Householder Group, estate and retirement specialist. So, David, thank you very much, sir, and I look forward to seeing you again soon, sir.
Thank you, Scott. Have a nice day.
All right. Thank you, sir. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. As the old saying goes, knowledge is power. And in the world of reverse mortgages, this knowledge is critical. Now, welcome to Knowledge in Reverse.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. This is brought to you by Steve Hurley, and Steve is the reverse mortgage specialist for Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt, how are you, sir?
I am doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, sir. You know, this is a great topic, and reverse mortgages help a lot of people, and we're going to use this show to really give our listeners some great education here on reverse mortgages.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea Steve has, is so many people don't have... They just think of a reverse mortgage as one thing, and there's so many other things it offers, and we're going to try to cover those.
Absolutely. So, Kurt, let's start off with, you know, just kind of the versatility of reverse mortgage. Some people may think, hey, I only need to do this if I need money right now, and that's really not the case. There's a lot of different uses for it.
There's quite a few. Most people, when they think of reverse, and most of the advertising you hear about it, they're talking about, okay, well, if you're 62 or older, you can go along and not have any mortgage payment on your house. So people are thinking that if their money's tight, that's the best thing for a reverse. Even though you're not making a mortgage payment, you still have to make your tax payment, your homeowner's insurance payment, HOA if applicable, and you have to do upkeep on the house. But the biggest portion of your mortgage payment you don't have to make. But that's just one of the minor benefits that it has. Some of the other things is, depending, especially now with the way values of homes have increased so much, you're able to access some of that equity. And we're going to go more in depth as we go through this as to how that can be used and when it can be used. But there's many benefits to it. For example, let's say, and I'll use this often, you have a $500,000 value, and you can get $300,000 on your line for a reverse mortgage. But your payoff's $200,000. You can have a line of credit that you don't have to take. You can let sit there. You can take it out if you want in monthly payments. You can take it out in one big sum. You can have it run for life. You can have it run for a period of life. Or, and we'll get more in depth, but you can actually take that money and let it sit there, and it will grow interest on it while it's sitting there. So if you have $100,000, you get to make a half a point more than what you're paying on the loan on that money. So as it sits there, it grows along with you like your equity. So that's just one of it. It can, like I said before, it can supplement your income. We have clients that are using a reverse mortgage to delay their retirement funds, to mm-hmm. delay their 401k, to delay their pensions. They'll use the money from their home that they've built up before they go into the other money that they have in their pension plans and things like that. You also, which many people don't know, is you can actually pay down a reverse. You can continue to make payments.
Oh, okay.
And most That's people don't aren't aware of that. You can do that.
Yeah.
And there are reasons why that could be very, very beneficial, which it increases your cash, Absolutely. Which you're getting a higher rate of return. So there's a lot of little things that a reverse can do that many people don't know.
So the point here is, you know, for you folks, is you don't have to, you may have been told you have to have a defined need, and you really don't, Kurt.
No. You could just want to get a reverse because you want to maybe not make a payment. You know, maybe times are tight. Maybe your income is fluctuates, and there might be a time to making your mortgage payment could be a problem. Well, you could get a reverse mortgage and still make payments on it. The rates are still good on a reverse as they are on a standard loan, so you can continue to make the payments. But if should you decide, I don't want to make payments 2 or 3 months, you don't have to. Mm-hmm. So now you can recoup some of that money, or should something come up that you need medical expenses, and you can miss a couple months. You can miss 6 months to a year, but you can keep paying it. So you're still building your equity. You're still building your line of credit, but you've got the freedoms to make the choice when you can make the payment, when you can't. So it's not necessarily just because there's a need. While we see many seniors that do it because they need that, there are many seniors that, because of medical expenses, because of other expenses, that mortgage payment would be nice if it would go away, because in most cases it can be rather large.
Sure.
So it frees up the cash to maybe they don't have to make the decision between medicine and the mortgage payment. So there are needs for it, but there are other times where there's not, that there you can still do that.
Right. And, you know, sometimes, and one of our points is delaying receiving your retirement funds. Some people, you know, may feel like they're forced into taking Social Security early, which costs you some money when you do that. You know, you want to wait for a while. So this is another great way to maybe, hey, this will allow you to wait till you can get your maximum benefit from Social Security.
See, at 62, you can get a reverse. We know that. And there's a certain percentage of the equity that you get. As you get older, it gets higher. But, for example, I know you're about 69. I'm about 66. You got me a couple years here. But if I wanted to do a reverse, I could do exactly that. I could kick the can down the road on my Social Security, and instead of maybe making $2,800 in 2 or 3 years, I am now making $4,000. So if I can miss a couple months, now all of a sudden I've increased my lifelong Social Security by, $1,000, $1,200 a month, which is the payment.
Sure.
So it just frees up the ability. Even I don't have to make the choice, but I get that freedom to do what I want with the equity that I've paid for it. Too many times we forget that when you have that equity in the house, that's like a 401k. You paid for it. Mm-hmm. It's your money that gave it to you. You're not going to let a 401k sit there and not use it. Why would you not do that on a reverse?
Right. Once again, the show is brought to you by Knowledge in Reverse, here by Steve Hurley at Affordable Interest Mortgage. And you know what? Give Steve a call. He'll be glad to sit down with you, go through some of these things. Kurt and I, each of these shows, will just try to bring you some of the great information about this. And it will be very, very good for you to sit down with Steve and just kind of go through some of these things. Because, Kurt, this is a very individual type deal. You, me, Steve will say, this isn't for everyone. That
it's not for everyone. It might not be for you now, but it might be something. And one of the other things, when you ask somebody about a reverse mortgage, is if you were to ask me about engineering a boat or how a boat works, or a certain type of boat, why this boat's better than that boat, I might not know the difference, and I'm going to tell you I don't think either one of them is good. Because it's the lack of my knowledge and my ignorance that I'm going to say something. I'm not going to say something positive about it because it could come back and bite me. It's easier to say something negative. A lot of people will say, I heard this about it or I heard that about it, without all the facts.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to talk about. It might not be right for you, but it may be. Learning the facts and all the benefits that it may be able to produce might be just perfect for you. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see that more and more.
Right. And, you know, when people may say, hey, you don't need a reverse mortgage, couple of points, you know, Kurt, what if you're not employed any longer, you know? How do you qualify to do a home improvement?
Well, that's one of the nice things about a reverse. In most mortgages that I know of, you have to qualify. You have to have some kind of income. In a reverse mortgage, you don't have to qualify. It's not credit score generated. Whether you have let's say you have a credit score 600, you have a credit score 800, everybody gets treated the same. It fills a age, value, dollar amount. Whatever your age is, whatever the value is, they give you a percentage of that. So, that's just what it kind of does for you. It constantly will be there should you need it. And again, like I said before, you can make payments on it so you don't have to worry about it. So you're going to be fine. It might be just right for you if you learn all the facts.
Right. And, you know, hey, it's never a bad thing just to glance over at your checking account balance or savings account balance and just see some money. So sometimes it's just that comfort to know you got it.
I have a lady just the other day that her take-home pay was $1,600 a month. Her house payment was $980.
Wow.
I mean, there wasn't a whole lot left for just utilities and for food. So in that case, that became very beneficial for her.
Right.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And there are people that own their house free and clear, and you would think, why would they get one? Because they want access to that money.
Right. As I mentioned, call Steve. It's a free consultation, 303-885-0254, 303-885-0254. And, hey, if you need Steve to come to you, I know he'll be happy to do that as well. And, you know, Steve may get mad, but, you know, Steve's a senior. He understands what's going on, right?
He gets it very well. And, you know, if income is difficult, this can help you out quite a bit.
Right. So now, why would I not use my equity in my home and get a reverse mortgage? I mean, what's kind of the benefit there?
See, many people think this. They'll say, well, if I've got the equity, why wouldn't I take it? Well, if you leave the equity there, let's go back to that $500,000, $300,000, you got $100,000 with a line. You don't have to take it.
Right.
So when you let it sit there, it's growing at, let's say your rate on the reverse mortgage is 3.5%, you're making 4%. That means in 1 year you're going to make $4,000. In 2 years, you're going to make over $8,000. In 5 years, you now have $121,655 available. Mm-hmm. So you've increased your line by $21,000. Now let's say long-term health care comes into play. You don't have to move, but you now have long-term health care.
Right.
That can start to get at $4,000 or $5,000 a month. So you're taking out $4,000, but you're making $4,000. So all of a sudden, your line stays the same. You're getting paid X, but you're paying X. Because you have it, it's now almost your long-term health care almost becomes free. So if you're thinking about things, that's where that reverse, that's a tremendous benefit that most seniors don't understand. If you have that line amount, that can take care of some medical expenses down the road, and you still never touch it.
Mm-hmm.
So right. There are benefits to that purpose of leaving it alone. Some people will let it grow enough that they'll take the money out, put it as a down payment, and buy a rental property and have cash flow.
Sure.
So now they've increased their because they had this ability. So there's a lot of different ways you can use that money. You don't have to kind of roll it up into a little ball and quit. You can take that money and expand your portfolio.
Right. Call Steve today. Steve Hurley, 303-885-0254, 303-885-0254, and learn all the truths and benefits about a reverse mortgage.
Okay, our disclosure is Affordable Interest Mortgage Division of AI, Inc., NMLS 298191, 720-895-0500. We are regulated by DORA, and we are an equal opportunity lender.
Kurt, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you would like more information about a reverse mortgage, call Steve now at 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender, NMLS 298191.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center would like to announce their new Canine Academy is open. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. The Canine Academy is offering all new classes and several exciting additions, including the new sport classes, scent work, and tray ball that dogs love. Their pet behavior specialist has over 20 years of experience working with animals large and small, including dogs and cats and zoo animals and exotics. He's available Tuesday through Saturday to help you with all of your pet training needs. Visit LoneTreeVet.com and check out the Canine Academy page for the summer class schedule, or just give them a call at 303-708-8050 and get your pet started in the training that's best for you and your pet.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us today. Glad to have Dr. Shane Stedman with us today, Integrated Health Centers. IntegratedHealthDenver.com is the website, and their phone number, 303-781-5617. Dr. Stedman, happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday, Scott. I'm doing great. I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Doing pretty well. On the mend here a little bit with this knee replacement, but every day is getting a little bit better. So looking forward to that, too.
Good. Well, yeah. Hopefully you'll be back up on the treadmill and riding your bike every day.
Oh, back up? Back up means I would have had to have been there the first place. But we're going to try. We're going to try it for sure. Well, hey, boy, interesting topic today, and well, we've covered, I was thinking today, just looking back all through the notes over the couple of years of the show, we have covered a lot of areas, and I want to get your opinion just about ADD and ADHD before we kind of get into the nuts and bolts of this here of even, you know, what these diseases are or these conditions are, but really just what have you seen maybe even over the last, you know, 5 years of your practice of where the diagnosis has come to today, as well as the treatments. I mean, what's happened over the last 5 years, let's just say, with this?
You know, that's kind of an interesting question, because I think over the last 5 years, it almost seems like things have kind of stayed the same. It seemed like maybe when I first was in practice, that's when we saw a lot of changes. And then, you know, it just seemed like the diagnoses were becoming really big. And it seemed like a lot of patients were getting diagnosed with ADD, almost to a point where sometimes it felt like it was a catch-all, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it seemed like a lot of patients were kind of being prescribed, you know, the medication for it. And, you know, definitely you feel better. I think with the majority of patients, if you felt better on, you know, if you took some of those ADD medications, you'd probably feel better and do better. I mean, when I was in college, I knew people that actually sold their medication. It was like $25 a pill, and people would just make tons of money. They'd just go get a script, and then they would just sell it in college so people could study and focus and get good grades, you know. So I think a lot of people feel better when it's on it, but it seemed like there for a while it was kind of a catch-all, you know, thing that a lot of people were being diagnosed with. And I think since then we've definitely seen kind of the changes with like trying to understand like why do we have it? What are the causes, you know, what's going on, you know? And I like that kind of shift. And maybe if you say, what was the mm-hmm. shift over the last 5 years, that's probably the more of the shift is trying to understand, well, why is our brain working that way? What are the things that contribute to that? And not just kind of the knee jerk, well, here's your medication and yeah, you'll like it because everybody else likes it. So, you know, go get good grades and go, you know, focus at work and you should be fine. Sure. So I think that's probably the biggest shift that I've seen over the years.
All right. So let's break it down a little bit of kind of define ADD and ADHD and then, you know, the biggest differentials between the two.
You know, so ADD is your attention deficit disorder. And so we're looking at more people that struggle with focus and concentration, where the ADHD, you have the hyperactivity portion of it. And usually sometimes you see those people where they're like fidgety, they're moving, they're restless, they're shaking their legs, shaking this, you know, or they have to get up and move around constantly, you know, in order to focus, they have to be active, you know. Mm-hmm. And so you see some of those kids where, you know, some of the schools, you don't see it a lot in private schools. Sometimes you see it some more in the charter schools or more private. I said public, that's what I meant. Let me back up. You don't see it as much in the public schools, but what you sometimes see in like private schools or charter schools or some of the smaller ones is they'll allow some of those kids to move around while they're learning, you know, so they have an environment that's conducive to the hyperactivity, you know. Sure. But for a lot of kids, it could be very disruptive, or even for coworkers, it can be really disruptive if they're constantly moving and getting up, getting down, and they're just all over the place because they can't focus and they can't stop moving. So it's kind of like your, I guess, basic differentiation between the two. But I think a lot of people tend to kind of utilize the ADD component because of the struggle to stay focused, to stay on track, you know, to remember things, you know, to stay present. You know, those are kind of what you hear a lot from patients, whether they're kids or they're adults.
Right. Now, that took me right to where I wanted to go with kids or adults. Most of the time when you think of ADD, you do think of children. Is that where the bulk of your practice is with kids? And then let's go there, and then I'll have another question.
You know, you definitely see the bulk of it with kids, because I think it's easier to point out kids that are struggling, you know, in school, or, you know, maybe they start off really great, but then all of a sudden in class, they're daydreaming, spacing off. You know, another kid makes a little noise and they can't stop focusing on it, or they can't stop focusing on, you know, another kid moving or paper shuffling or whatever the case is, their focus is constantly broken. And I think it's easier because then it becomes disruptive in class. And so then the teacher's like, hey, you know, we're trying to work on your kid, and they're just very disruptive. And so they're causing disruption in the class. Other kids are having a hard time learning. You know, so I think it's easier to point out kids. In the adults, it's interesting how many adults will say, I think I have that too, or I think I struggle with that, but I've never been diagnosed. You know, but obviously adults have a little bit more awareness to not disrupt their coworkers.
Right.
You know, so if you have a cubicle, they might get up and then go back to their cubicle, you know, or maybe they find a job, you know, and I it's kind of interesting. I think there's sometimes, I don't want to say benefits, but I mean, there's strengths sometimes to the kids that have ADD too, you know, where, you know, some of these like people that are like traveling salesperson, I've seen them over the years as patients, you know, and they're great at it because they're constantly moving, they're constantly interacting, they're constantly doing this, you know, and sometimes their brains just don't shut off and they can become like amazing salespeople. Or some of your CEOs, they can be really amazing at just getting stuff done because their brain never shuts off. So, you know, so sometimes that's kind of how you see it in the adult population. And it definitely seems to really thrive with certain professions. And it's interesting, I've even had adults over the years, they say, hey, can you work on me? But this part of my ADD is why I'm so successful. So I don't need that to go away, but I don't want to be ADD. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. So how do we go around that? But that's kind of what you hear more in the adult world. I think they start gravitating towards professions or towards activities that kind of feed into, you know, that inability to just sit there and concentrate and focus, you know? So I think that's why you don't hear much from adults.
So is this something that some kids may be born with? And I mean, boy, you see it early on, or is it something that develops by, you know, age 3, 4, 5, or is it just so individualized, it's just hard to say?
All right. So now we're going to get to the geeky side. Okay. when you look at ADD, Here's one of the biggest theories out there, and there's actually some cool research that's been ongoing, but there seems to be multiple factors. But here's some of the basic things. This, and I'll try to give this because this might help some of the parents understand what's going on. Now, in general, what they're starting to – they've looked at now for several years, and that's where some of the research has gone into, is looking at right brain versus left brain and the balance between the two. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people who are listening to the show – you know, your left brain is the gas pedal, so make it really easy, and the right brain is your brake. So a lot of the times with ADD and ADHD, and even some of the autistic spectrum disorder, they're even kind of looking into the right brain, left brain on this too, that a lot of times you have this increase in function of the left brain, and you have a decrease, or you can say an and or, might have a decrease in the right brain. So I'll say it again. So the left brain is working too much, and or the right brain is not working enough. To put it in even more simple terms, somebody's got their foot on the gas pedal and not on the brake.
Right.
So they've looked at this whole like right brain, left brain balance, which definitely there's some truth to that. So if you look at, you know, some of these groups that deal with ADD and brain balance and things like that, they definitely look at this right brain, left brain model. And so what happens when you're born is for the first 2 years, the right part of your brain is the majority of development. Now, if for some reason, and this is where they're starting to look at contributing factors, your left brain can actually develop at the same time or start developing sooner than it needs to. Well, at the age of 3 is when the left brain then starts to kick in, when it's supposed to be developing. So if you have this left brain that's kind of been already activated, like somebody's already hitting the gas pedal a little bit, by the age of 3, the right brain says, okay, I'm done with my phase. Now it's your phase, you know, before the next 2 years. Well, the left brain is not starting from 0. It's starting from whatever, you know, position it's at. And now it goes even higher. So this is why you tend to see, hey, kids, you know, that have autism or ADD or ADHD, you tend to see that right around the age of like 3 or 4. Because you're like, bam, here comes that left brain that shouldn't be kicking in like this hard. But now somebody just put their pedal to the metal and the left brain is going and there's not enough of that brake system there to see some of the ADD come out. So that's kind of like a simplistic, geeky version of the right brain, left brain model. But now what they've really kind of gone into over the past several years is, you know, what's driving this left brain? And they've gotten into like inflammatory mechanisms. They've gotten into like autoimmune conditions, which is really a fascinating topic. They've gotten into like hormone imbalances, like testosterone, which boys have more testosterone. So that's one of the theories why you see it more in boys than you do girls, because testosterone drives the left brain. Food allergies drive the left brain. You know, infections can drive the left brain. So you can have something that's like driving that left brain more than it should be, which then is creating the imbalances. And it's kind of where you start looking at with a lot of people is like, could be genetics. It could be what you're born with. It could be environmental. It could be a mix of all of it.
Sure. Wow. Dr. Shane Stedman's with us. You're listening to Your Health Matters. Integrated Health Centers brings you the show each week. And once again, their number 303-781-5617. So as with everything you do, the diagnosis is the key and the proper diagnosis. So I'll give you a one-part question here. When you see it in adults, do you see things in the past where they have been misdiagnosed and if they could have gotten some help earlier had they had someone like yourself?
Yeah, I've definitely seen that where maybe it's like very, very mild, you know, and, you know, patients will say, man, I've always wondered because I've always had a tendency to struggle with X, Y, Z. And you go, well, that makes sense. Sometimes you don't see that, you know, if you kind of go back to some of these contributing factors, you know, if you look at like guys, you know, as soon as you kind of hit puberty, you know, that testosterone just starts, you know, it starts coming on strong, you know, and some people say, yeah, I did really well, but I've noticed like in, you know, kind of high school, college, I felt like I had ADD. So you start wondering like, well, could there have been like this surge of hormones that could have created that left brain, right brain discrepancy? Or you start looking at some of these like head injuries or, you know, brain injuries, car accidents, certain things like that, where you can kind of throw off some of these balances between different parts of the brain. And those are like the simplistic piece, because what I haven't gotten into is even looking at frontal lobe, you know, in different parts of the brain that are actually involved with it. So sometimes as the brain is developing, you might see some of these things just didn't quite develop in a balanced manner. So you start seeing some of the things start to come about, or you look at stress, you know, people can go through stress and then all of a sudden that stress then drives a certain part of the brain and now you create an imbalance. So I think some of it is like maybe a little bit misdiagnosed, but I think when you get into life stressors and head injuries and development, even we can get into food and diet and stuff like that, that can also play a role. So I think that's why ADD is complex. You know, you can make it sound, but it's super complex because there's too many factors that can play a role. And sometimes maybe the medication is the easiest way to get over the hump, but try to figure out the cause is usually the better piece.
Absolutely. So getting back to the diagnosis, I mean, well, when you look at all the different things that you've just talked about here in 15 minutes, I mean, it's like, wow, it can be overwhelming, and I'm sure it is to the family. So where do you start? And I'm sure it's just really a lot of listening on your part when a family comes in for the first time.
There's definitely a lot of listening. You know, I think the neuro exam is huge, because you can look at right brain versus left brain. But you can also look at other mechanisms like the frontal lobe, because the frontal lobe is the part of your brain that should allow you to stay focused and concentrate and be present too, which a lot of kids don't have great frontal lobes until when they get older. You know, so women, their frontal lobe develops fully around the ages like 17, 18, where men, their frontal lobes develop fully around the age of 25. You know, so your frontal lobe can also play a pretty significant role into this ADD model. You know, so you do the neuro exam, you say, okay, well, what's right brain, left brain? You know, what does the frontal lobe look like? What are other parts of the brain look like that could be causing some of this? And then you back your way up and you say, well, what does the history look like? Because the history then can tell us, you know, do we have, well, sometimes parents will say, you know, my kid got, you know, rotavirus, and ever since then, they just seem like they're ADD. Or my kid got chicken pox, and after that, they seem like they got ADD. Or ever since this time frame, and you try to figure out, well, what happened in that time frame that may have created a shift? And so you start looking at all these different pieces, from the history to even like how they're, you know, born and delivered. You know, like, did they have issues with oxygen at birth? You know, there's so many factors. So you start looking at like delivery and pregnancy and mom's pregnancy and mom's hormones. Then you dive into the brain function and what they're eating and not eating and sleeping and, you know, social environment, family dynamics. And so you pull all this together, and that's kind of how you figure out where to go, because it seems like every kid's a little bit different.
Right. Now, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, you're going to be doing a free webinar. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we're going to do a webinar around this topic, ADD, ADHD. So, you know, and these are webinars that are fun to do, so we're doing every Tuesday. So tomorrow night is my night. So I'm going to do something on this topic, and then after the webinar, you know, we'll definitely have it ready so that people that want to listen to it can, you know, go back and listen to it. But I'm going to talk about similar stuff like this, because I think it's great to kind of explain, here's all the different things, and maybe even there's some stuff that people can do on their own to see if they can make a change. Because sometimes there's some really simple things that we do in the office that makes these massive changes, because kids are easy and kids are constantly developing. So sometimes you can make some small changes and see some really big results. You know, so I think listen and get some information, education, and maybe a few tips that you can try on your own.
Sure. Give the office a call at 303-781-5617, and they can tell you how to get on and watch this webinar tomorrow night. And it is interactive, and I promise you it will be well worth your time with Dr. Stedman. Get a chance to kind of meet him, so to speak, through their webinar. And they've been doing this a long time, folks, and I'm telling you, I see Dr. Stedman personally, my wife, and just a great place to help you. Once again, it is Integrated Health Centers, integratedhealthdenver.com. And their number 303-781-5617. So what does this whole treatment thing look like as far as, you know, number of visits? I mean, is it something that someone's going to have the rest of their life? So is it something to where once you kind of get going, it's a once a month visit, once a quarter, still a couple of times a week? What does that look like?
You know, initially with care, we're always trying to do things that are more on the higher frequency aggressive side, because you want to make those changes and you want to find out if something that we're doing is working. You know, so usually a treatment plan kind of consists of definitely dietary changes. That's one of the things I've learned over the years. You have to look at food. That could be one of those easy fix with big changes. Then we look at brain rehab, you know, trying to balance out the brain, and then any other thing. You know, there could be family dynamics, which, again, this is why Jake and we have counseling in the office, because sometimes there could be some family dynamics that is kind of leading to this. And so that's kind of our treatment plan, is going to be a mixture of looking at like the functional medicine with diet and food, maybe a couple, you know, supplements that we might use, because we can use supplements also to kind of help people be more calm or more settled or grounded. Some brain therapies and things like that. Once we get people working really well,
then the goal is, I like checking in on people because things can change. You can have somebody who's years old and maybe they're doing really well, and all of a sudden they hit 10, 11 when puberty starts to kick in, and maybe here comes some of their symptoms. You know, so you say, okay, what things do we need to change? Do we need to go back to some of the things that we're doing? You know, sometimes as kids get older, you know, their diet definitely changes. You know, they hang out with friends, they go to do sleepovers and, you know, sports and things like that. And maybe their diet just got totally off and it kind of threw their chemistry out of whack again. So we kind of say, okay, let's bring it all back in. And so these are some of the things that I find is important to kind of have that relationship with somebody that if things are going well, great. If they're not, come back in. But we can check in 3 months. We can check in 6 months, you know, see how your brain is working, see how things are going. Even, you know, we get reports from the teachers, you know, they're like, hey, so-and-so is doing phenomenal, you know, or, hey, we're starting to see some issues again that are creeping in. And next, okay, well, what do we think? What do we know what's going on? Let's check back in with mom or dad. So I think having that relationship is really important long-term.
Right. And, you know, it amazes me, and again, to go back to all the shows we've done, all the topics, diet always seems to play into whatever condition we're talking about, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It does. One of my fun stories, I was working on, so mom brought her daughter in. So she had a ton of anxiety. So we're working on some anxiety and some things like that. And she was doing really well, you know. So one of the visits we're talking, the mom goes, can I ask you about my son? I was like, sure. And she goes, you know, he just has like ADD. And she goes, I don't want to use the medication, but I don't know what to do. So she's like, you know, of course, every parent says, well, what would you do? And I'm like, well, I don't know, because every kid is so different. I was like, but one thing is for sure, I'm probably going to look at his diet. You know, I said, one of the things that's kind of in the research that we've seen clinically that seems to be consistent, no matter who you talk to, is wheat and dairy. I was like, so probably at the very least, I probably tell you to not feed your kid wheat and dairy. I said, so we probably expect that, and then I'll do some brain rehab, you know. And so we kind of talked a little bit more, and she's like, all right, well, cool. She's like, I'll probably bring him in. So it's like, I don't know, about 6 months, 8 months later, it was like down the road, I remember she brought her daughter in just for a follow-up, and she goes, hey, I keep meaning to tell you. She goes, you know, the reason why I never brought my son in, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I remember we talked about that. She goes, yeah. She goes, I took out wheat and dairy, and all his issues went away. And I was like, huh, well, that's awesome. I was like, I talked myself out of a job.
Yeah, really. So yeah.
We're kind of joking and laughing. And I was like, it was just because I've known the family for a while now. I was like, oh, geez, I shouldn't have said anything. Because I just, you know, I was like, that's not how you build a business. And so we're laughing about it. But it was, I've seen this story often where if you can just change their diet and some of these food allergens, then all of a sudden, like, kids do better. The other one that makes me laugh is sometimes you'll have a parent and or a teacher, you know, say, you know, man, during third period, like, they can't seem to focus. I think they have ADD. And you're like, well, what time's third period? And like, you know, 10:30, we'll say. I don't know. And I'm like, well, what about blood sugar? Oh, never thought of that. I'm like, yeah. What happens when your blood sugar goes too low? Oh, yeah, I can't function. I can't focus. I get, you know, my eyes are even kind of blurry. I get brain fog. Sometimes I get a headache. And I'm like, so same thing, things can happen to kids. I'm like, huh, never thought about that. I'm like, can I have a snack? And then all of a sudden, you know, they eat something and lo and behold, all the ADD stuff goes away. You're like, I think they're just hypoglycemic. So food and diet can play such a huge role. It's unbelievable. Oh. So you got to look at
absolutely. Once again, your chance to join Dr. Stedman tomorrow night, Tuesday, 6 o'clock, for a webinar on the topic of what we've been talking about today, ADD or ADHD. All you have to do is call the office, 303-781-5617, for more information. It's absolutely free. And a chance to get to see Dr. Stedman and go through this webinar with him. And Dr. Stedman, last couple of minutes here, but boy, we've always talked about stress and the role that plays in our health. And I'm telling you, over the last 3 months, that has probably been at an all-time high for the folks that walk through your doors.
That's definitely been the case. It's hard not to see a patient in some kind of mention about stress. You know, I was even talking to a patient, you know, this morning, and, you know, poor thing, she's got a lot of stress, and kind of like just her dynamics with her spouse isn't awesome, you know, which is not helping the stress, and causing health issues. And, you know, so we were talking about that and, you know, and it just kind of goes on and on and on. Assigned to another patient this morning, and, you know, she's older and hasn't left her house in really 4 months, you know, and so we talked about anxiety and stress and how that plays a role on health and sleep and digestion and bloating. And, you know, so it's something that definitely seems to be a part of almost every discussion at the moment. But, you know, you just got to help patients get through this time because it's a little bit crazy.
Absolutely. And, you know, now we're talking, get back to our topic, ADD or ADHD. Now is really the perfect time for someone to give you a call at 303-781-5617 and maybe even get a few sessions in with you before school starts. That might help that child even starting off school again, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the things I thought about. You know, we were coming up with webinar topics. And I was like, yeah, I should do this topic because, you know, there's a lot of people that don't know that there's things that you can do. And it's much easier to do these changes over the summer than at school. You know, because at school, we've seen where kids will take their healthy lunch and then they'll trade it out with their friends, you know. And then it's hard to monitor what they eat and how they eat and how much they eat. And, you know, so it's like it's a good time also to bring kids in because you're not missing school. You know, I was also thinking with the, you know, COVID, there's still some parents that are at home. You know, I was like, this could be a great time that if people are really wanting to work on, you know, work with their kid, try to figure out their kid before school starts again. This is probably a really good time to get that work done before August rolls around.
Absolutely. Once again, it is Integrated Health Centers. Dr. Shane Steadman, their number 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. And this webinar is absolutely free. All you have to do is call the office, 303-781-5617, and tell them you'd like the information to enroll in that. And they do several of these a month on a lot of different topics. So, Dr. Steadman, just real quick here, you talked about supplements with this. I mean, are there some of these supplements that maybe that you give for ADD, ADHD that would just be good for just, you know, general health and general brain health?
You know, some of the general stuff is you can actually look at some of your fish oils. You know, there's the aspect of fish oil called DHA. That's really good for brain function, and that could be really good for ADD. You can look at, you know, there's some groups that talk about folate, you know, and using folic acid and folate, which can be really kind of interesting for ADD. A lot of times we'll get into GABA. Sometimes we'll try GABA or dopamine types of support to activate or calm different parts of the brain. But I think when you look from like an overall general support, you know, fish oil is always worth trying. You know, some of your folic acids or multivitamins can actually be good just to try and see how they do. Sometimes you just kind of plug in gaps, you know, systems that might be off a little bit. So those are some of the things that are kind of general that are easy to try. But man, I tell you what, stabilize blood sugar and look at some food allergies. Those are some easy things that parents can try right away.
Sure. Well, Dr. Steadman, hey, I know you're busy. I appreciate you spending time with us each week, you and your team. And we will look forward to our next visit, sir. And we thank you for being with us.
All right, Scott. Go well.
All right. That's Dr. Shane Steadman, Integrated Health Centers.
Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Steadman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.